to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. Smiling Sonia here. It's Monday, the 1st of March 2021. I'm out walking in the woods and to tell you the truth, this is how I like it. Over the last couple of days, the weekend, I've come out later. And there's been lots of people about. But at this time in the morning, it's nice and quiet. A couple of runners have just passed me. But this is how I like it. And I love listening to the birds as well. I'm going to be talking about nurturing a wealthy mindset today. Ooh. Yes, we'll see how that goes, won't we? Before I get started, back at work today after taking leave over the last 2 weeks, although to be honest, on each a day in each of those weeks I went to work, well, not went to work, I worked. They were full-on days. However, I do think that I allowed myself to rest and to take things easy. And to get things done. It's the beginning of March and I've got some thoughts in my head as to how I want to sort of kickstart the third month of the year. We're still in this pandemic. There's a game plan, there's a plan for the country to come out of lockdown between now and June. So it's being done incrementally because they don't want, as they say, a third lockdown. So we'll see. We'll see. I love my morning routine. I have been consistently doing a workout in the mornings. I stopped coming out for a walk straight after my workout because I thought maybe it was too much, and yet here I am. Did a workout this morning and I'm out walking, but I'm keeping it very short, so I'm going to keep this recording quite short, I think. So I usually would listen to a podcast or something and then I would then record my audio journal. But I haven't listened to anything. I've just gone straight into recording this morning. So, it's the beginning of the month. I think you've probably got this from me, wanting to do something a bit different, structure things a bit differently. But I suppose it's just about how developing. So, developing this project, my business project, podcast, my visibility out there, my presence, etc. So one of the first places I'm going to focus my work on, obviously the podcast being one, is I've got a Facebook group and I want to start consistently sharing information in there for people. So there are a few members in there at the moment, but everything starts from zero, from one, and grows. I want to do a 5-day challenge. I call it my 5-day treasure chest challenge. And I call it treasure chest because we know, I guess it's from sort of pirates and stuff like that. Is it nautical? If you think about a treasure chest, you open this big chest and it's full of either gold or jewellery. It's money, isn't it? Whatever format it is. And so my 5-day treasure chest challenge is really about getting, if you've not been used to saving, if you've been really struggling to save and you've reached a point where you know you've got to put some money aside, with an emergency fund, rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it, and you've been struggling, this is a good sort of Kickstarter program. It's a free Kickstarter program, and over 5 days I have a series of videos which I literally share with you ways that you can get some money together relatively quickly to kickstart your emergency fund. And with an emergency fund, the first step is to get a starter emergency fund, because when I speak about emergency fund, it is all about having in 3 to 6 months, more better, saved in a rainy day fund, as you call it, rainy day fund, 3 to 6 months of your living expenses saved that you put to one side and you don't touch. You just don't touch it, and it is there for an emergency. And so many people struggle to get started with that. So that's what that's about. I'm going to be running that in my group. And my plan is to run that every month. So the first 5 days of the month to run this 5-day treasure chest challenge. So you can do it if you're just starting out. But it'll be good for me as well. And if you get a chance to do it, you'll see why it's good for anybody anytime. So that. The other thing I'm going to be doing, me, I don't do things in halves. And because the house is in that process of being sold and I've been looking at property, I really need to be in a very good financial position once I'm in the market myself to buy. And there's various issues, things I need to take into consideration. I'm at that age where it's not going to be easy to get a mortgage. And yes, so I don't have the years to play with. So I'm going to be doing sort of a no spend challenge for myself, and that means documenting. So on each day I'm documenting whether or not I spend. So I want to, by the end of the month, I think I might set myself to only to have no more than 5 days when I may spend. So my goal is to go the whole month, but things happen. And my rules are that obviously I pay for groceries and stuff. But if there's any emergencies, if there's any repairs that need to be done, that doesn't count as a spend. Okay, so I like to do it on a calendar and have a green tick for no spend days and a red cross for spending days. And I just want to see a sea of green. So there you go. Anyway, let me get into my topic today. And I did take some notes, actually. So let me go to them. These apps are amazing. So I can look at my notes and I'm I haven't got my glasses on though, but there you go. So, yes, I wanted to talk about, or at least explore at some level, having a wealth mindset. What does that mean exactly? Wealthy mindset. Before I start, I think I have hang-ups about money, and I don't talk to people about money. Really. She says, here I am on a podcast talking about money. But in a, how do I explain this? So growing up, I always saw money as, good morning. I always saw money as something we didn't have enough of. Okay? Something we didn't have enough of, it was scarce. So I would say that I had a scarcity mindset, and that went on for years and years and years. Never had enough. The rich have the money. We have, I'm poor. I'm not going to be able to get to be like that. Life is unfair. All that kind of stuff. And so I was thinking this morning, oh, you know, what did my parents teach me about money? And I started going down this negative mindset. As you know, they had a scarcity mindset. So that's why I've got a scarcity mindset. And, you know, they'd say things like, money doesn't grow trees, what do you think, I'm made of money, etc., etc. However, when I was thinking about some of the habits and some of the things I do, and this came about yesterday was my dad's birthday, he passed away it's going to be 3 years now, I can't believe that time has gone by. And I was thinking about all the things that I can do and how resourceful I am, especially when it comes to DIY things. And because I'm resourceful in that way, and I'm able to do things for myself, I was able to, before cars became electronic, I was able to lift up the bonnet and change things. I've changed a radiator in my car. You know, changed tyres, given it a service, etc. And that would have saved me money. And I'm still doing that now, you good old YouTube. So, my parents, and my mum the same with other things and with my cooking. And I made my own clothes, etc. So again, they did teach me how to be resourceful. And how to save money in terms of paying less for. Although I don't know that they taught me how to save money. So once I had a surplus, how to save that money. And I think when I read about wealth and abundance, it seems to me that it's more than about money. And I think I've learned that it's not just how much money you have, it's the kind of life you have. I feel wealthy when I'm in control of my money. And as I said last week, I got paid and I didn't even realise I'd got paid. So I'm not worrying about money. I'm not worrying about my health because I'm eating right. I'm taking exercise. So I see wealth that goes beyond money. Although for me there is a starting point when wealth, money comes into my mind. And so as I was thinking about having a wealthy mindset, what does that actually mean to me? Especially on my journey over the last 3 years, where I started, somebody was very scared, newly single, worried about my health. I was 9 stone overweight, didn't have any savings per se, my money just about stretched to the end of the month, living in clutter. And I guess the first thing I did was I decided to start investing. And again, when you think about investing, you think about money. Well, I did anyway. But I started investing in my education. So I have invested in my education over the years in order to get a job, etc. But not necessarily in terms of understanding money and finances. So what I did do, and I continue to do, is invest time, and I've also invested money in understanding finances, understanding the world of finances, but personal finances. And I've done that really through my own experience and buying books, doing some little courses, and that has paid off in such a massive way. And as I was doing that, I actually learnt a new respect for money. And I don't think I really respected money before. I think money was important, but I just kind of let it... I got it and I just let it slip through my fingers. Okay? Let it slip through my fingers. And so I think I have a new respect for money. And so if I see a penny, I will pick that penny up. And I will go and stick it in my little... I've got a little piggy bank. And I have respect for that penny. Some people might say, oh, penny's nothing. But a penny makes up... You know, there's 100 pennies makes up a pound. And so forth. Okay? So I've learned a new respect for money. And I know that I want to improve my financial situation. So that was a starting point for me, you know, wanting to invest in my financial education, because I wanted to improve my financial situation, but then having a respect for money, because if I don't respect money, I'm not going to be able to hold on to it. And I don't think I've been able to hold on to money over the years because I've not really respected it. And I have a whole attitude of spending less. And that is, yeah, that's a whole... I mean, I've always, I think, been interested in spending less. I was a person, I'll go for to sales, I want a bargain. But I'd buy that bargain on a credit card. Okay, so I didn't understand. And that credit card, obviously, had to pay interest on. So, I ended up paying more. So it wasn't a bargain, really. So I started focusing on spending less, stopping money from draining out of my life, and focusing on money coming into my life. And that's definitely been a mindset thing for me. Because I don't sort of... When I spend money, and these days I'm spending money on things that I need more than I want, and that brings value, I do have a respect for it. And it doesn't feel like it's draining away, because it's intentional, my spending is intentional. And by spending less, again, the mindset change here is, I spend less, and the surplus, because I'm wanting to create a surplus, and I'm creating a surplus so that I can save. And the money I save, it's not about just spending that on stuff. Whether it's stuff to look good, stuff to feel good, stuff on gadgets. Because I love a good gadget. But I've learned that I'm saving money. It's a long game. I'm saving money so that I can eventually invest and make my money work for me. So I currently work for money, but I want to get to the point where I get my money to work for me. And I did learn about this, gosh, 10, 15 years ago. I did learn about this concept of investing and looked at investing in stocks, looked at investing in property. But I did it at the time when I had a very scarcity mindset. I was in lots of debt and trying to do something when I had no financial stability. And it's not surprising that I dug a bigger hole for myself. Whilst now, and yes, you know, I'm much older, but it's not too late. I realise it's not too late to get started now. So, yeah, so that's been really, really useful for me. Long game, not about immediate gratification, and getting stability, which is why I advocate having an emergency fund, so that, you know, if anything comes along, you don't get swiped to one side and then have to start all over again. And I think the other thing about having the right mindset, the wealth mindset, is it's all right to focus on building wealth. I think I don't necessarily talk to friends, because I think there's something about talking about money and being seen as greedy, and because you want more. I'm looking for security and stability, but I'm also looking to enjoy my life without the worry of not having enough money to pay for what I need, the necessaries, and maybe a little bit more. So I'm not wanting to be a billionaire, but do I dream of being a millionaire? Yes! You know, do I dream of living in a lovely house with everything that I need, etc.? Yes, I do. And that's all right. And it's still something I have to work with. And I guess I'll talk to certain people about it. But focusing on what I want and setting those goals and making sure that actually they're not mediocre goals, they're big goals. Setting big goals, but taking steps, small steps, baby steps. And so on my journey, I learnt a system where I focused my first baby step, and it's David Ramsey's the guy I've got this from. Focused my first step on building a £1,000 emergency fund, so start emergency fund. The next step being to pay off the debts, and then the third step to have your 3 to 6 months, your fully funded emergency fund, and that's based on what your living expenses are, and that if you lost your job tomorrow, you'd be able to carry on and pay your necessary bills for the next 3-6 months until you're able to get yourself back on your feet again. And I think one of the things that I've changed, because when I talk to people sometimes and they talk about winning the lottery, etc., etc., people are relying on luck for their financial situation to change. And many years ago, I'd stopped relying on luck and realised I needed to make things happen. That's not to say that something may not come along and I get lucky, but, excuse me, but what I want is to have some control, to be taking steps, creating opportunities. And by creating opportunities, I think that's more likely that I will find myself in a lucky situation. I've been lucky for many reasons with things. And when I look at it sometimes, I realise there are certain things that I did that put me in a really good position. Right, I'm back at my door. And yes, wanted to just talk to you about having a wealthy mindset and my own thoughts about it. And I guess my own journey, really. And it does start really with just, I think, wanting to learn about money, wanting to learn about finances, and having respect, as I said, and a desire to improve my financial situation, and then really focusing on how I use my money. I can earn it, then how I spend it, spending less so that I can create a surplus, and that I use that surplus to save with the eventual intention to invest so that money works for itself and then I don't have to work for it. And as always, setting that goal and going for it, really going for it, but taking small steps, creating those opportunities. Okay, fantastic. I'm getting sniffy now. So I'm back home, gonna do myself some, get myself on my laptop and start my working day. Great hanging out with you as usual. You take care. Bye for now.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now, if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.